This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Anglican and Episcopal Church leaders gathered in London today for a summit meeting of the Anglican Communion. The leaders hope to mend deep theological divisions within the church following the recent election of an openly gay bishop in America. Joining us from his office in London is Paul Handley. He's managing editor of Church Times, a leading Anglican weekly. Paul Handley, when the Episcopalians elected this gay bishop here in America in New Hampshire, how's the rest of the world reacted?
Very unhappily. The strength of the reaction has caught people off guard, I think, and not least in the United States, simply because the debate about homosexuality has dragged on for years in the Anglican Church, and in all churches. It's just that the Anglicans talk about things in the open, I think. So there was no indication at the time that people would react so firmly. There have been messages of condemnation and so on in the past, but it was a couple of days after that the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Williams, realized that things were getting very serious and called this extraordinary meeting of the church leaders, because as we've seen in the last few weeks, people have been openly talking about some form of split in the worldwide church. There is a number of the leaders who are talking about expelling the North American church.
At issue here is whether or not the scriptures absolutely ban homosexuality, and whether or not one is following the truth of the church. Yes?
This is what complicates the matter. If it were just a black and white argument about what gay people did, as some of the church leaders seem to suggest, that would be relatively simple. But it's a whole mix of different cultures, of different methods of interpreting what the Bible says. These are not new problems, and they're not unique to this particular debate. But somehow, because it's about homosexuality, it means that people are much more upset by it than if they were talking about the nature of God. The theological debates don't seem to have this amount of anger involved.
You mentioned the spiritual head of the Anglican Church, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams. He must be under tremendous pressure from both sides. What's he going to do?
Nobody knows. It's rather odd. He's only been post for less than a year, and his track record so far is to attempt to appease the conservatives, I think, even though his own personal views are much more gay-friendly. It's a tough one because nobody seems to be in any particular mood for compromise. There have been various attempts in the past to patch this up, and the conservative elements among the leadership say, well, we've had enough of this. We don't want to be fobbed off. It's perfectly clear. Scripture says this, and therefore if people like the leadership of the Episcopal Church in the United States openly defy Scripture, then they should be no part of the Anglican Communion.
Wouldn't it be a pretty radical step to say to the entire U.S. Church, look, you're no longer a part of us?
Yes, it's almost inconceivable that should happen. And, of course, it wouldn't be the end of the problem. There's a slight problem in that the leaders who are meeting today and tomorrow don't have the power to do that. They represent their own churches, and so different churches would have to then debate the matter and so on. So it's a long, long process to eject anybody. But they can threaten, and we can have a few ultimatums at the end of it all. But it wouldn't be the end of the problem, because a number of places, not least the church in Britain, is split internally on the subject. So it's not just a question of hiving off a bit of the church and them doing one thing and another bit doing another. The national churches are divided on the subject, and therefore the splits might continue to spread within churches and dioceses and parishes and so on. It's dreadful. Dreadful.
Paul Handley, managing editor of Church Times, a leading Anglican weekly, joining us from London. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.